Now, I want you to cast your mind back to that first lockdown, if you can bear it, and to think about the ways you chose to fill all that newfound free time. Perhaps, like the participants of a survey conducted by the Paris Brain Institute to learn more about the effects of the pandemic on creativity, you decided to sharpen your culinary skills or spent more time pottering in the garden. But what can this uptick in artistic endeavours in such strange circumstances tell us about the way we react to new situations? This and more was the topic of conversation between myself and Alizé Lopez-Persem.
We asked them about their creativity in three different manners. We asked for a subjective report. We simply asked them, how do you think the lockdown impacted your creativity? Did it improve it or did it decrease it? Then we asked them about 28 different creative activities, whether they were doing it before the lockdown, if they were doing it during the lockdown, and if so, at which frequency did it increase or did it decrease? And the last thing was we recruited some experts in creativity to rate those activities. So we had those three measures of creativity and they were all correlated.
And what did you find? What did your results show about how creativity had changed in that initial lockdown?
Creativity increased compared to before the lockdown. People who increased their creativity was people that were feeling better, while the other one, the one who decreased their creativity, was people feeling really bad and having not a lot of time for themselves.
Because this is something I remember from a couple of weeks ago, which has stuck with me, is this idea that we need to feel maybe safe or trusted in order to unlock our creative potentials.
There is a lot of debate in the literature about that. So we don't know if this is because we are creative that we feel good or if this is because we feel good that we are creative. But in our study, we could find that there might be a little bit more of a direction from feeling creative to feeling good compared to the other direction.
I think there's a distinction between creativity for creativity's sake and then creativity to solve a problem. Did you account for that as part of your research?
No, that's a really good point because this is separated in the field of neuroscience of creativity. We have what we call divergent thinking, try to do some really new stuff, and convergent thinking, try to find a solution, a unique solution to a problem. We thought that both would be involved during the lockdown in the change of creativity. Why? Because we need to keep busy while we are stuck at home, for example, cooking new recipes. But we also need to solve problems. We need to continue to work at home and we have to find solution to do that or continue to do some sports at home. So we have to find a solution also. So this is both aspects were investigated in the study.
The two types of creativity we talked about, in what way are they sort of related? And does the increase in the uptake of creative activities like the ones you just mentioned have an impact on when we're trying to find creative solutions to problems?
In the literature, there is a lot of studies showing that there is a clear relationship, correlation between the abilities in finding a solution to a problem or abilities to create something new. And this is mainly because when we are trying to find a creative idea, we need to go deeper to access remote elements in our minds. It was a wonderful experience to have with our team, and we bonded thanks to that study and also thanks to the lockdown, actually. So we started to have Zoom every day, while usually we just had one or two meetings per week. We collected the data together, we made the analysis together, and we wrote it together. It was really truly a collaborative work that we really loved doing.
That positive experience you had was reflected in the results of the study you had.
indeed. I'm one of the not a participant but one of the example of feeling good during the confinement, the lockdown. Yeah. And then having creative idea, like starting a new survey.
Hey, und was ist mit dir? Hast du auch etwas zu erzählen? Dann bist du eigentlich schon ein Podcaster oder eine Podcasterin. Du weißt es nur noch nicht. Egal, ob du dich einfach gern intensiv mit FreundInnen unterhältst, der Welt deine Leidenschaft näher bringen möchtest oder vielleicht auch dein Geschäft ausbauen willst. Das alles kann wertvoller Gesprächsstoff für einen Podcast sein. Mit Acast ist es kinderleicht, deine eigene Show zu starten. Produziere deinen eigenen Podcast, lass dein Publikum wachsen und verdiene auf allen Plattformen bares Geld damit. Geh einfach auf acast.com, um kostenlos durchzustarten.